Hi, this is Marlena Lieberg welcoming you to Blind Spot. Blind Spot is a series of programs heard this time each week on ACB Radio where we talk no-tech, low-tech kinds of things. If you've got an idea for something you'd like to hear on Blind Spot, why not drop me an email? My email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. Hello, and welcome to Blind Spot, and this is Marlena Lieberg. This week, we're going to meet a fascinating woman who is on an incredible journey toward her own self-realization. Each one of us has our own private journeys to find our center, our core, to reach that place from within where body, heart, mind, and soul converge. But few of us are faced with the issues and challenges my guest, Chrissy Cochran, faces as she makes her own journey. Chrissy, through her music, opens herself to the rest of the world by writing with words that describe her journey and her own transformation. And yet, if one listens to those words, one can truly find sentiments and feelings which are applicable to all of us, no matter what our own journey may be. Chrissy Cochran, welcome to Blind Spot.
Oh, thank you very much.
Where are you located?
I'm located in Putney, London, England.
Chrissy, what is your journey?
My journey, basically, is a journey of gender. I started off as a male and was that way till the age of 51. I then transferred, shall we say. I had always known that it wasn't quite as it should be, but always thought I could control things, no problem. Okay, I just had these feelings, nothing. But it got so bad eventually that I had to make the transition from male to female. It sounds odd to many people, but believe me, if the drive is there, it is so strong, you have to do something about it. I got to the stage where, if I didn't, I probably wouldn't be here.
You know, change is a really tough thing for most people to grapple with, and I have some personal experience with change. I changed my first name, and it was very difficult for people, and for some people it was so difficult that they just decided that they couldn't be my friend anymore. How did you handle those reactions?
Well, the first thing was I decided that I would make the transition where I was working. I didn't go for a new job or anything like that. And what I did, I took 9 months to a year to do it. I went on to hormones, first of all, which obviously made certain changes. And when they became slightly obvious, not too obvious, I mentioned by email to the whole place that I was going to make this change, what it would involve, and how long it would take. I'll never forget the day I did it. I wrote the email, waited till the end of the day, hit the send button, and ran. I had the day off the next day, and the day after that, I came in, and I found that every single person in that place had sent me good wishes.
Wow.
I really couldn't believe it, but every single person had. And we went from there. I kept people up to date with the progress, and eventually, on my birthday, as it happens, I came in, the time before as male, the next time as female, and that was it. Done.
Wow, that's really nice. It's nice to know that you had that kind of support.
Yes, absolutely. The other thing was, of course, at home, I needed to tell neighbors and things like that before
yes,
I did it.
Yes.
There was a bit of difficulty with my partner, which I won't necessarily go into, but obviously it's a very, very difficult thing to handle. But we did, and we have. And the neighbors were wonderful, the sort of shopkeepers locally were wonderful, etc. And when I look back on how it must have looked then, because, of course, I hadn't had much experience in terms of makeup, in terms of all sorts of things, and that has been one heck of a learning curve. But everyone was wonderful.
Now, you say, both on your website and you said here just a few minutes ago, that you knew inside for quite a long time. I guess I have two questions about that. What does that mean, you knew inside, and what is the difference between what you knew inside and perhaps a person who is gay?
Ah, now that's an interesting one. I knew that the gender was wrong. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the sexual orientation was wrong, because they are two different things entirely. But I knew that the body I had did not equate with the mind that I had, if you see what I mean. And that eventually something would have to be done about this, because it was a question of, while in male mode, so to speak, one was almost acting a part right the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And it began more and more not to feel right. And eventually I just had to do something, somehow. So I went to see the leading psychiatrist on such things in this country, and he agreed with me that I really ought to start on a course of hormones, which I did, which made a tremendous improvement, well, almost instantly, because it psychologically made me think, I'm actually doing something. And it was that relief that kicked everything into life, sort of thing.
And so what was the next step then after the hormones?
Counseling, which went on for a while. And then there was nothing really. You have to let the hormones take their course for a fair time. And then it was a question of, should I or should I not have the final genital surgery, which in fact I did. This I had done in Belgium under a wonderful man who has done many and is extremely good. There are some people in my situation who can exist without doing that. I could not do that. I needed the body and the mind to be together, so to speak.
What do you look like?
What do I look like? 5'6", light brown hair, let's see, slim. I'm lucky. Actually, that's an interesting point, because I have been extremely lucky in the sense that I don't have huge broad shoulders, or I didn't. I wasn't 6 foot odd, built mm-hmm. like a barn door, as they call it here. I was slim and, in fact, almost had the body for it, which was trying to tell me something I always feel.
Why would you want to be a female with all of the problems that has inherent with it, the discrimination, the minority status, when you are already kind of, you know, in the top dog group?
Ah, well, that assumes that female is second class, which I don't agree. Leaving that aside, it's not a question of want. It's a question of being. Now, that the mind said, that's what I was. The body didn't. The mind did. So it was either put one into harmony with the other. Now, many experiments have been tried to put the mind in harmony with the body under these circumstances, and it just does not work. I knew this. I'd done my research. And anyway, I didn't want it that way.
And it's not a question of a choice.
Oh, no choice at all.
Absolutely.
No choice whatsoever.
Absolutely.
No, there is no choice. Once the drive is there, it is extremely strong. Believe me, it is. As I said before, if I hadn't done anything, I might not even be here.
Do you have any sight?
I have about 3% in one eye and nothing in the other.
Well, how does a person who is blind then learn about the mannerisms of, well, in your case, learn about the mannerisms of a man and a woman are very different. How did you learn about those different mannerisms, or does that not matter?
Well, yes, it does matter, but the interesting thing was that my partner once said to me, well, of course, you didn't have many male mannerisms anyway, because most of these are picked up by people seeing what's what. I mean, you must know that blind people often have what may be peculiar mannerisms.
Right.
And this is because, of course, they don't pick up from other people. Well, that's fine. Okay, I didn't pick up too many male mannerisms. I just did what I normally do, which was slightly female inclined, if you like, because that was the way I think. And so it wasn't too difficult. There was a certain amount of coaching, of course, which you need. And other things like makeup, I got professional lessons on that.
That was my next question. How did you? Yeah,
it was quite interesting actually, because I was at work and someone came to me and they said, there's a makeup course being run by the blind. There are a couple of places. Would you be interested? So I said, yeah, absolutely. So I rang them up and I said, have you got any places left? They said, yes, we've got one. And I said, well, look, this is the situation. Is it okay? And they said, yes, of course. So in fact, I got a very, very good professional makeup artist to show me sort of little tricks and things. And of course, being the age I am, I tend not to overuse it anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm a great believer in the older you get, the less you use.
Yes, I'm right there with you. Same age bracket, same philosophy.
But, you know, and people do say that it's perfectly good. It's perfectly adequate. I don't go for I think the thing is not to draw excess attention to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the other good thing, funnily enough, it was where lack of sight came in very, very useful. Because obviously when you start this journey and you have made that transition, image-wise, it's not over-brilliant at first. It can't. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to do things properly. Just general things. You're also nervous, etc. Now, of course, with a sighted person, they can see if people are staring or whatever. I couldn't, so I just bumbled on my own sweet way.
Uh-huh.
It was almost a false confidence, but it was what I needed at the time.
And I would imagine that so much of this transgender process, if you will, is confidence-based. Is that true?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Very, very much so. I mean, so many people say, you're very brave to do it. Well, no, I'm not, in that there wasn't a choice, but I can see what people mean. You do have to have an inordinate amount of, it's almost overconfidence, but it's not. I mean, it's not arrogance or anything like that. But you do need to face the real world.
Has faith played a part in your transition at all? I mean, I can imagine that there are people in the religious community who may be offended by a person who has changed gender. Can you talk about that?
I can. Faith hasn't played a part, actually. But, I mean, I have every respect for any religion, but I also have a respect for tolerance. And if a person of any religion cannot be tolerant of someone who is different, then it worries me.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We have over here a certain group of people who are very, very vocal in their opposition to such things. Right at this moment, they've brought out a report saying that our national health system shouldn't fund gender reassignment, etc., etc. And I think to myself, and these people call themselves Christian. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, I know it may be wrong to many people, of course. You know, God made you this way, but God made the mind that I had and that I have.
Exactly.
If you see what I mean, if one believes in this sort of thing, then God made me the way I am. And if that happens to be transgender, that's unfortunate. You have to do something about it. That's part of life's journey. And I'll tell you, I haven't regretted it for one moment. Not for one. Even after the operations I had, and there was a bit of pain, etc., I never regretted it. I never said, oh, God, I wish I hadn't done this. You know, it has been
sure.
A wondrous revelation in many respects.
Kind of your own miracle.
Well, I'm one of the unique people that have seen things from both sides. And I've tried to take the best of both.
I imagine that there were times when you felt alone and isolated.
Yes, I was. Fortunately for me, the dear old internet came into its own. There are lists. I am at the moment on two of them. And they were wonderful support. It brought me close to many people, many who have now become extremely good friends who I visited. And that got me through.
Let's touch on other blind folks.
Okay. Well, all I would say is that I'm living proof that it's not impossible. If someone does have a gender problem, and there may well be one or two, you never know, I am quite prepared. If any of them wish to write to me or email to me, they're more than welcome to do so. Because, quite frankly, I've been through it, and if they're alone, I know what it's like.
Could you give your email address?
I could indeed. It's Chrissie, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E. At rose, as in the flower rose, .demon.co.uk.
That's Chrissie, Chrissie, at rose, R-O-S-E, .demon, D-E-M-O-N, .co.uk.
And I'm more than happy to help or, you know, anything that I can, because it's a heck of a journey. It's a wonderful journey, which I wouldn't have missed for the world, but it's a terribly difficult one to start.
Chrissie, what was the most frightening step along the journey?
The first time I set foot out of this door, in fetal mode, if you like.
Yeah.
That was, talk about an adrenaline rush. It was, you know, it was the most frightening thing I've ever done in my life.
And
it was a question of, right, okay, out you go. And I did. I just had to.
And then conversely, what was the most joyful step?
Oh, after the operation in Belgium. I came around from that, there wasn't a lot of pain, etc. And I thought, you've got there. You've done it. You know, you see, I look at it this way. The transition from male to female, from the image point of view, is for the outside world. The operation and things like that is for you. And I was just so pleased to have got that far. The doctor had made a wonderful job, etc. And I thought, it's been worth it. And I must admit, I burst into tears. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. And your music is very moving. And I want to talk about your music in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask you one other question.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the reaction of your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the reaction of your partner. What was the reaction of your family?
I was adopted when extremely young and just have my mother, who is down in Bournemouth, who is now, 78. And her attitude was, look, I really don't understand it, but you obviously, and it's so obvious, you're so much happier. You know, and she was delighted.
So you were pretty lucky that you...
I was extremely lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
So many times families break up, oh, we never want to speak to you again, etc. You know, I think it's often insecurity on their part. You see, one of the things is they think a person's going to change gender. Oh, gosh, they're going to look like a transvestite or something. They're going to go way, way over the top. And we don't. People don't do that. But it's the image that a lot of society has until they meet someone.
And people think then that, well, still, she's just dressing up in women's clothes or...
Exactly, yes, that can be. And this is where I was saying that one really should try not to excessively draw attention to yourself, because other women don't do that. Well, not of my age, anyway.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
You know, and you just need to be as normal as possible, because that's what you want to be.
Besides playing music, what's your favorite thing to do?
Oh, it's the internet. It's got to be. I'm heavily into real audio stuff and things like that. I like cruising the world's radio stations.
Yes, and that's...
I just like the fact that I can sit here and listen to a local South African or a local Australian station with good quality. Okay, in this country it's rather expensive phone bill-wise because you're paying by the minute. But nevertheless, it's still worth it. It's a wonderful thing. I used to do amateur radio.
Ah!
And shortwave's all very nice. But, you know, if you can listen to something in far better quality, then that's for me, I'm afraid.
And what kind of work do you do?
I work for an arts funding organization, and I work as an administrator in their public affairs department, which at the moment is dealing with websites and things. I get to play with the internet during the day as well.
Oh, very cool. You have just made half the listening audience jealous.
And we have a wideband connection, so I can listen to radio at the same time, if I want to.
No, I'd be careful. We'll all be over there after your job.
I don't do it too much, obviously.
That's very cool. Well, talk to me a little bit about your music, and I want you also to give your website where people can sample your music.
Yeah, okay. Well, the music is, believe it or not, and there are many that don't, and I can tell you it's absolutely true, the music that you have heard so far was done on a four-track cassette machine.
No.
Yep. Uh-huh. It was done on a Yamaha PSR-16, so that gave me 16 tracks MIDI for the instrumentation. I then reduced that to two tracks, and I then bounced with the other two tracks to get vocals and vocal harmonies and stuff, and a bit of fiddling with effects to get the stereo effect. And that's basically how it was done. I now have digital editing facilities, which I'm about to launch into. It's taken me a long time to learn it, using Cool Edit Pro and SoundForge.
Ah, yeah.
But now I've got the hang of it. I shall get into it. There's a load of stuff waiting to be put down. A load of stuff in the head.
And how long have you been making music?
Oh, heavens. I was a professional musician for, 30 years or so. Playing keyboards in various bands, doing the various function circuits and things here. And it just got a little precarious, so I went to the other side, and now on the arts funding side. So once again, I've seen both sides of something.
If people want to hear some of your music, where can they find that?
Well, I'd like to think it will be eventually on the ACB Radio Cafe. But
yeah, nudge, nudge, nudge.
Would I say that?
No, not you.
No, seriously, I have sent some stuff in there, but if people want to hear music that's strictly related to what we've been talking about, namely the journey, they can get it from my website, which is at www.rose.demon.co.uk.
And that's www.rose.demon.co.uk.
And they are in both MP3 and real audio formats.
And may people download some of your stuff?
Oh, yes, indeed. There are four tracks up there at the moment.
Now, as I said when I talked with Dee Wells a couple of weeks ago, I like the P word. May people purchase your music?
They may indeed.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Okay, I do have a CD which is available called, would you believe, Let Me Out of Here. I've heard that title before. But yes, it can be purchased from the website. Now, there's a slight thing here. I have put that it is for £15, which is a bit high, but five of that will go to a charity dealing with transgender people. And the rest of it to me, sort of thing.
That's great.
I feel it's a way I can give back, because I've had a lot of support from the community, small though it is, and I just feel that it would be nice to give something back. So if people do wish to purchase it, there are details on the website. There's no online purchasing form, but it's either that or they can write direct to me at the email we gave earlier on.
And why don't you give it again, Chrissy?
I certainly will. It's Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E, @ rose.demon.co.uk.
Chrissy, if there is someone who is listening to this broadcast, and they know that within them they have a transgender issue, and they know, they are absolutely sure, they know, but they're frightened, what can you say to them? How can you help them?
What I can say is talk to someone if possible. If there are websites and mailing lists out there, and get onto one of those, because the people there are extremely supportive. You don't have to jump into the deep end, so to speak. People understand how frightened people can be, and I found that that was the best way, to know that there were other people with a similar problem. One of the big things is we always feel we're the only ones. There can't be others like this. There can't be others who have this sort of thing. It's so unusual, but there are. There are more than you might think. Now, I don't know about blind people. I'm sure there are some. I know of one or two. But if there is anyone out there, please try and join a mailing list or write to me or whatever, but talk to someone. It's absolutely vital, because believe me, it won't go away.
Chrissy, I admire you not because you took this journey, but because you knew what was the right thing for you to do, and you did it.
I knew it would be difficult. I knew there would be problems. You see, the other thing is, and it's an unfortunate side effect of it all, we do hurt the people closest to us. And it could be said, and I'm the first to admit it, that in some ways it's incredibly selfish. But as I said, if I hadn't have done it, it would have been even more selfish, because I may not have even been here.
Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you for joining us on Blind Spot. Thank you for sharing so much of yourself in this brief period of time.
Thank you very much, Marlene, for allowing me to come on. I like to share. I am open about these things. There's not enough education. And I think, you know, people shouldn't be frightened if they do meet people in the position that I am. And I understand why some people are. But anyway, it's been nice to be able to just impart a little. But the email address, once more, if anyone cares to write, it's Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E, @ rose, R-O-S-E, dot demon, D-E-M-O-N, dot co, dot UK.
Thank you, Chrissy.
You recognize this person the whole of your life. You listen to the words that she says. You've known her all along, because she is there. Listen to her tell you how she wants to be free, and how she can fulfill all your dreams. You know she is right, but you just don't know what it all means. You listen to her voice, her quiet in your ear. You listen to her thoughts, so loud and so clear. Let me woman. She's wanted to express all her emotions and thoughts. She's always tried to put up a fight. She's torn you both apart, but that's when you found yourself crying at night. You often sat and pondered on the meaning of life and whether this is part of the plan. You know you have the mind of a beautiful girl with the shell of a man. You listen to her. So loud and so clear. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. I want to get the sun on my head. I want to be the only one I can do. I want to take my nature of play. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. I've been here too long.
Technical people, Chris Bell for making the music happen, and Jonathan Mosen for making the program possible. If you have any ideas for something you might like to hear on Blindspot, drop me an email. It's Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org.